We're going to have a high today in the 80s eventually this afternoon after the rain moves through and the humidity will drop for the weekend. It should be gorgeous weather here in mid-Missouri. The temperature right now is 69. And again, there's been light rain in some spots, isolated, more intense showers in other spots. Mentioned a moment ago, the author I'm going to talk to right now in his new novel. The novel is called The Force. The author is Don Winslow. And I mentioned a moment ago that some of you probably read The Cartel or other of the 20 novels that he has written. Real pleased to have Don Winslow as our guest right now. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great, sir. Thanks for having me.
Off the air, we were talking about where we are at the radio station, and he says that he drives across the country with his wife every year and has stayed in Columbia before. So you're talking to Columbia people here that you might have run into at some of the hotels or at the restaurants.
That's terrific. It's a great town. I like it a lot.
This book is one that once I started reading it, I kind of didn't want to put it down because I wanted to know what was going to happen to the main character, Denny Malone. And my questions just started to ooze out as I was going through this book. I will say this, and I said this to my listeners a moment ago, this is a pretty powerful and, as some might say, profane book in some ways. Your thoughts after you put this to bed and put it away, what kind of decompressing did you have to do?
I didn't have much of a chance, you know. I finished the book and I moved on, I think, the same afternoon to my next book. But, yeah, decompression is an issue after a book like this. You know, it's a fairly emotional book, I think. It is a tough book. You know, I just move on to my next thing.
I was curious also during the writing process of this book. This had such a forward progress to it. It was just like it was relentless in things that were going to happen. Every page, I felt like if I wasn't following what was going on, I might miss out on certain things that I needed to know for later. How did you, when you would get done writing one day and you knew you couldn't do a book of this length, I would think it took you some time, although I need to ask you, I guess, how long it did take to write it. But how did you pick back up and all of a sudden immerse yourself back into the flow?
You know, I treat this like a job, like a J-O-B, and I'm pretty disciplined about it. I get up at 4:30 or 5 in the morning. I'm at my desk at 5:30 a.m. writing, and I write. You know, I take a break mid-morning, and I write until about 5:30. So writing, in a sense, to me, is kind of an athletic event. I feel like I need to be in shape and go in strong, you know. So one cup of coffee and a glance at the newspaper headlines, and I start banging away.
Did you have to go back and read a couple of pages of what you had finished with the day before in order to pick up speed and kind of merge into the traffic of this novel?
That's a very astute question, David. Yeah, absolutely, that's what I do. You know, I use that old Hemingway trick. You know, at the end of the day, I stop two or three sentences, you know, where I know what I'm doing, and I don't write them. So that in the morning, I don't have to start cold. I already know what I'm going to write. But yeah, I take a little run-up, like you mentioned, and I read the last couple of pages, and then I start.
I think anybody who picks up this book and starts to read it will ask, and I think you probably get asked this every time somebody talks to you about The Force, how much of this is real, in your estimation, with the New York City police force?
Well, listen, I hasten to say that these are fictional characters and that this is a fictional situation. However, it's all based on or inspired by real events.
That would come as a shock to some people, and probably, especially with what's happened over the last few years, and of course, Missouri and not far from here, Ferguson, Missouri, you refer to that in the book at a couple of times, along with other things that are real historical events. So it gives that feel of very much an authentic type of context or environment or atmosphere for policing in this country in these days. You knew that. What kind of research were you doing as you started to write this book?
Well, you know, primarily, of course, spending a lot of time with cops, going out on the streets with them, going out on patrol with them, spending time in homes and bars and restaurants, just talking. I did a lot of course, you know, historical and documentary research with history books and journalism, court records, police reports, all that kind of thing. But the primary research was sitting down, and I wouldn't even call them interviews, David. I'd call them conversations, sitting down and talking with cops about their lives.
Denny Malone, I was trying to figure out how to how to word my thoughts about Denny Malone. I find him to be likably unlikable or unlikable unlikably likable. I can't know which way I want to do this first. I kind of cheer for him while at the same time dislike him. Do you understand?
I understand absolutely. I kind of felt the same way. You know, and I've had cops who've read the book call me and say, you know, I ought to hate this guy, but I like him. I'm not interested in making moral judgments about my characters when I'm writing the book. It's not my job to be objective. I picture my job as trying to bring the reader into a world that he or she otherwise couldn't enter, or help them see it maybe a little differently. And to do that, I want to show them that world through the character's eyes. So in that sense, I can't step outside of the character to make judgments. Do you know what I mean? I'm not trying to be objective. I'm trying to be subjective.
Uh-huh. Is it inevitable that corruption would infiltrate a large police department like the New York Police Department, or maybe smaller police departments like that? Once you have done your research, written this book, get the feedback from police officers, do you have a sense of inevitability that there would be corruption?
Yeah, yes. I think it is, particularly in big city police departments, and particularly given the drug situation, you know, the war on drugs, where there's so much money running around and so much money available to be taken. So, you know, in that sense, you know, you see about every 20 years, David, there's a major corruption scandal in NYPD. And it seems to happen almost by the calendar. So it goes in cycles. There's a corruption scandal, and then the higher-ups pay a lot of attention to cleaning it up. And that, you know, applies for a couple or 3 years, and then it loosens up again, and it comes back.
I have to let you go in a moment or two, but I'm just curious if you were to tell somebody who, let's say that you walk through a Barnes & Noble, we've got one here, and you're watching somebody pick up this book, The Force, and they're looking at it, and you know what people do? They kind of read the flap on the book cover, and then they might page through a page or two. And you were a stranger who walked up to them, but you knew about this book, and you saw their interest in it. What would you tell them that they must be ready for if they're going to engage this writing?
I would tell them that they're going to go on a real ride, a real roller coaster ride, emotionally, psychologically, and I would tell them that they're going to learn a lot.
Yeah, well, I think that's a really good, that's the summation that I would have made also, because this is a ride. It's complicated, and it's raw, and it's disturbing in many ways. And I kept wanting to use the word dense on this, and I don't mean dense as if somebody who's not able to pick up on things. I just mean it is packed.
You know, I like to give the reader, you know, value for their money.
Wow.
And I want every page to be packed. And just by the way, you know that this book is dedicated to 178 police officers who were killed on duty while I was writing this book.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I wanted, you know, them to be named.
Yeah, that is exactly, I saw that. That's the first thing as I paged through, and I saw that list, and it's a very sobering list. The book is The Force. The author is Don Winslow. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Hey, thank you for your time, and say hello to Columbia for me.
Will do. Don Winslow, who is the author of a new book. It's a novel, and it's about police, and it's called The Force.